Dictation for Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, Poet, P-O-E-T, October 2056. Addresses a letter to Deb, D-E-B, Ullman, A-U-L-T-M-A-N, 810-275-0307. Dear Mrs. Ullman, follow up for Mrs. Poet, chronic kidney disease, low-level proteinuria, bilateral small kidneys, last visit September last year, problems of insomnia, she blames propranolol that she takes for migraines, follows neurology at Ann Arbor, A-N-N-A-R-B-O-R, not part of University of Michigan, founding canal stenosis, neuroforaminal stenosis to see a neurosurgeon March 26. Extensive review, system is negative, no hospital emergency room visit, medication list review. I will highlight the propranolol, Dexquestran for irritable bowel, cholesterol, antidepressants, a long list of supplements, takes nothing for blood pressure. Today, blood pressure 119.97, weight 127, previously 124, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites tenderness, no edema, neurological deficit, normal speech, alert for intestine 3, normal oxygenation. Next paragraph, recent chemistries, creatinine stable 1.12, 1.14, GFR 54, normal electrolyte acid base, normal calcium albumin liver testing, malanemia 12.9, and normal white blood cell platelet, no activity in the urine for blood protein or cells. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression. Next number, bilateral small kidneys, no obstruction. Next number, blood pressure in the office. She needs to check it at home before we adjust medications. Next number, migraines, followed by neurology. Discuss with him if she's able to wean off the beta blocker propranolol. Next number, malanemia without external bleeding. No indication for EPO. Next number, urine, no activity for blood protein or cells. Nothing to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis. Plan to see her back in a year, end of dictation.